It was good, you know, it went really well. Obviously, you're going to have apprehension. Afterwards, I worked it out. I had been 17 months in total since my last actual game of any standard, let alone a competitive game. But things seemed to click, it seemed to go okay, the boys were brilliant, and it went really well.
Just talk me through the reception the fans gave you as well. It was fairly extraordinary. Talk me through your emotions just kind of coming out onto the ice.
Yeah, you know, it was exceptional. It was something straight away I was, you know, taken aback by it and kind of wanted to, you know, thank the fans at the time. And obviously you got a job to do, you have to concentrate on that. But the more I thought about it after the game and I had a beer, it really did like blow me away with just the reception I got.
Is that something that you've got to almost put to the back of your mind? But to a certain degree, it must kind of take you aback a little bit.
Yeah, it did. And it did. But like you say, at the time, even though I realised, you know, how great the reception was and how grateful I was to it, I still had to go in and do a job. It would be no good going in and getting overwhelmed by it. So thankfully, I was able just to, like you say, park it to one side. And then after, it really, really did dawn on me just how big a deal it was and how great the fans were.
Talk me through the last year. You said 17 months without a competitive game. Obviously, you spent a lot of time on the sideline. What was that year like for you?
Long. Really, really long. You know, it was extremely frustrating because originally, the initial injury, we felt it wasn't so severe and it might only be a few weeks. Those weeks quickly turned into a couple of months. Then we finally looked like I was in a situation where I could be joining back up into the lineup. I was only a couple of days away, and it just went again, which when I spoke to the specialist, he recommended that I needed to have surgery, and basically that ended the year. So it was an extremely long, frustrating, and not too enjoyable season.
Were there some dark days for yourself during that period? Did you contemplate retiring, maybe not carrying on?
Not so much retiring or not carrying on, but obviously when I was pretty close to coming back, that was quite a big blow. It makes you think, you know, I spent 4 months or so worth of rehab in the gym, doing everything that had been asked of me, and obviously to no avail. So that gives you a bit of a setback. But within the day, maybe 2 days after, I shrugged it off and said, well, it is what it is. You just have to get back on with it. But no, not once did I ever feel as though it was something that was going to hinder me long term and end my career.
And then obviously there's the question of the off-season, and you've got the uncertainty because effectively your contract was up over the summer, so there's the uncertainty of whether or not you'd be back this season.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest problems with hockey, is that the vast majority of contracts tend to just be one-year contracts. So you get an injury like that, it's obviously hugely against you and what have you. But I spoke to the club, and the club was fantastic with it, the way that they handled it. They knew early on there might have been something else we could have gone down the route of doing, which could have maybe had me back during the season a bit earlier. As it happens, we didn't use that option, and the club like appreciated that and was very generous in giving me another contract.
And you were in the Great Britain squad that went to Slovenia before your injury. Is that the goal, to get back in that squad?
Ideally, and hopefully, yeah, it would be nice to be part of the GB setup again. Obviously, due to the injury, I missed out last season. And obviously fell out of the squad, so now it's up to me to try and battle back and see if I can get back into contention for making that squad.
Is that difficult for a backup to do? Other guys around the league are obviously playing week in, week out, and obviously yourself are kind of as and when.
Yeah, exactly, it is. That's the situation you find yourself in, so it's what you've got to deal with. I've done it before in the past, so, you know, I'm not saying it's easy, it's not going to be easy, I'm in no doubt about that, but like I say, a situation you find yourself in, so you just got to kick on and just deal with it.